Yeah, most certainly. Essex, always a big game. Localist rivals. We played them in a two-day warm-up game down at Chelmsford, which benefited both sides. But no, after the Glamorgan defeat, we've got to make sure we play better cricket over the 4 days. I felt for the majority of that Glamorgan game, we played decent cricket. Then we had that mad hour when Graham Wagg swung the ball round in circles, and then we couldn't get it off straight on day four and paid the penalty. But there's still some lads who have made good strides forward. It was nice to see Jason Roy and Rory Burns score 200 and a big 100 in the second team at Guildford against Hampshire. So they'll come into the game with high confidence. And then play, as I say, good cricket for 4 days.
I suppose it's a case as well of not forgetting the good things up to that mad hour, as you described it, against Glamorgan.
Exactly, we've said all along, Graham Ford said it, the players have said it. Pre-season has gone exceptionally well. In fact, it couldn't have gone better. From the Cape Town trip to the way everyone has performed and worked hard here. But it's out in the middle where you get judged. And unfortunately, there's a loss in that column, which we didn't want, and no one would have wanted. Going into day four, we felt we'd had the better of the game. At the end of the game, as I say, we've lost. So we've got to make sure that we start the Essex game strongly and continue the good work that we've put in so far. But it's got to last 4 days, not just three.
And while I've got you here, very quickly, Peter Moores has been announced as the new head coach of England. Your thoughts on that?
First of all, wish him well. You know, I'm an England fan, so I just want the England team to do well. He had one little go at it, and that didn't work out as he obviously wanted it to work out, or the England Cricket Board didn't want it to work out. So he's got a chance now to put things right. He's already said that he believes he's better prepared to go in there as an international coach, and I hope that is the case. I'm sure it is the case. He's done very well at Sussex, where he made his name, and he's continued that up at Lancashire. He's now got to transfer that success and his methods onto the international scene, and I'm sure, along with every England supporter, we all wish him the best of luck.